Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talkin'? Terry Gates in the house with me, Hobbo, and we've got former Cavalier great Wally Walker on the line, Everett Case Award winner from the 76 tournament. And Wally, speaking of the ACC tournament, you know, back in the day, you had to win the tournament to go to the NCAA tournament. Now, teams like Virginia already know they're in the NCAA tournament. So how do you think the players view the ACC tournament these days? You know, for example, last year, Duke got beat in the ACC tournament and then went on to win the NCAA tournament. So it's a little different feeling now than it was once upon a time.
Well, you know, it's not do or die like it was back in the day. But it's still a springboard to, you know, how you're going to enter the NCAA tournament and your seeding. So, which we learned, of course, the hard way, particularly last year, is critically important.
Yeah, the first game Virginia will play is Thursday at 7 against the winner of Georgia Tech Clemson. How would you assess that matchup?
Well, I'd be a little worried about Clemson, just as they're a pretty good team, and of course we lost to Georgia Tech, so I think we'd be ready either way. But you know, it's just hard to beat a good team three straight times, and we're a good enough team, and we're mature. I think we'll do it, but that'll be a tough game if it comes to that.
Yeah, and then after that, coming out of the other bracket, you got Miami, Florida State, Virginia Tech. A Virginia Tech team that it's tough for us Hoos to say this, but Virginia Tech's playing pretty well right now.
Well, everyone you just named are really good defensively. The teams that played us best that year, I think you just named them all. So you know, that would be a good defensive struggle, and we're going to have to make some shots.
Yeah, because Florida State's really, really athletic, and Virginia Tech and Miami have guys that you talked about earlier, guys that can shoot from the perimeter, which really stretches the defense. So, yeah, it's
and I thought Miami really was about the best defensive team. I saw Louisville's good, too, but we were just in such control on the other end. But Miami, I think, is an excellent defensive team.
I'm going to let Terry get in here in a moment. One last question. On why it just seems like teams are having a real tough time winning on the road anymore. You know, Virginia lost, what, they were 4-5 on the road this year. Terry and I, before the show came on, were talking about Maryland. Maryland was really expected to be pretty good this year, but they struggled on the road in the Big Ten. Why do teams have so much difficulty winning on the road these days?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's always been pretty hard to win out there unless you just have so much superior talent. And, you know, I think the obvious is the home crowd, particularly at the college level, just gives you so much energy and juice that all things else being equal, it's a couple points different.
Yeah, and I think what it does point out is how incredible the last two seasons with Virginia going 16-2 each year. And then the other thing that boggles my mind is the home record in the ACC the last 4 years of 35-1. That's just
well, right. And look at this year. Look at the teams that we played at home, amongst the best teams in the country. And some think Villanova, of course, chunk of the season was the best team in the country. So, no, I mean the other things, the familiar hoops, the setting, those are things that on the margin help a little bit, but I'll go back to the crowd.
Yeah, the crowd's a big thing. Although I've told people, you know, home games back in our day, oftentimes you had family in town, so you were trying to entertain family. You had friends coming in. You had ticket requests. So in some ways, there were a lot of distractions playing at home that weren't necessarily there on the road. But as you say, you got the home crowd, you got the familiar hoops and nets and the locker room and all that kind of stuff, which I guess makes a big difference.
Yeah, I think so.
You're easily distracted, aren't you, Hobbo?
Well, you know, I mean,
not from shooting that left-hander.
Well, you know,
gosh,
you know, that's the one thing. You know, it's funny with Wally and Barry and Gus Gerard and yours truly on the same team. I used to say we just didn't have enough basketballs to go around.
I can probably imagine that.
Hobbo, do you remember we played in Maryland and the front line? You at small forward, me at 185 at the power forward. Gus a little about 190 at center. And the first play against Maryland, it was just like a volleyball match. Them just tapping the ball over one side of the rim, the other, and we had no chance of getting a defensive rebound.
Yeah, I try to forget those things, you know.
Well, okay, well, I don't on that one.
Yeah, well, yeah, the Maryland back in the day, the old left-hander, they had some good teams.
And big.
And big, that's right.
Yeah, that was one place that...
Cole Fieldhouse.
Golly. Everyone else in the league.
That was a great arena. I mean, the new one's nice, too, but the Cole is just such a great place to play.
And a lot of history there. So it's and lefty.
You remember this one, Texas Western won the national championship there.
Yeah.
Cole Fieldhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. So
until I was announcing, I didn't realize Cassius Clay had a couple fights in there, heavyweight championship fights in there.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it was a big-time arena for – its day, and it's still, I understand, it's used 365. It's they didn't tear it down. It's being used in our murals, and every inch of that space is being used.
Yeah, I think Carolina still uses Carmichael, I think, for some women's games and other things, too. I don't know. Poor University Hall's not getting utilized very much these days. You know, the house that Wally built.
But, well, we were there so long ago, Hobo, it was new.
That's true. You know, it's showing a little age these days, as are we, as they say.
Yeah,
Well, before I let you go, I'm sure you're optimistic for the NCAA tournament. A lot of that depends on matchups, but I'm sure you would think this is a Virginia team that could advance pretty deep if they get the right matchups and play well.
We can beat anybody. I mean, could we get upset again? Of course, always possible. Margin of error is not great. You know, we talked about this early in the season. We're not quite as athletic as we were, but we're just so sure of who we are and so consistent now with the fifth-year seniors and London kind of in command. We're in the hunt.
Yeah, you know, before I let you know, the other thing I was going to add, you know, Devin Hall and Isaiah Wilkins, I think their development has really helped this team.
No doubt, and we did talk about who was going to be another shooter for us, and Devin has mostly filled that role. And of course, we haven't even talked about the X factor. If Mike Toby can play even a fraction of what he did in the last game, then we really are a threat.
All right, Coach Walker, what do you do now with Toby? Would you even think about starting him next game, or are you just going to put him back on the bench and see what happens?
You know, given the fact of what Isaiah has done, I think he's earned the right to keep a starting role, unless you just conclude that Mike is so much better, as a starter. But I guess my inclination would be, go with what got you there, and then get Mike in there early, and hopefully he's got that same kind of energy and focus.
Yeah, because it was, it's after the Miami game when he didn't convert, and that was a heavy burden to bear, and it was very nice to see what happened, what transpired on Saturday evening.
Just going after every ball, and I never saw him as strong, just once he had two hands on the ball, as he was against a very tough Louisville group.
Yeah, he played like a man possessed, and as Terry and I talked a little while ago, what a nice memory for him of his last game at JPJ.
Yeah.
They played so well. The team played well. The team won. So just a real nice moment for all of those seniors, but particularly Mike Toby. And, his plan, it may depend on matchups, too, relative to who Virginia's playing. Some teams, he's going to have maybe more of a role than he might against teams that are smaller and more athletic.
Well, as you advance, you're going to face teams with size by definition. So we're going to need him.
All right, Wally, as always, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us tonight. Wish you the very best. Hope to see you soon. And, maybe we'll see you at the Final Four with the Who's playing.
Well, let's meet in Houston.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan. All right, Wally Walker, former Cavalier great. We're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. I think Frank Maloney is going to join us when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking with Hobo and Terry Gates in studio.